Western District of Texas sees major influx of new federal immigration cases. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Texas. San Antonio, federal prosecutors in the Western District of Texas filed 297 new immigration and immigration-related criminal cases from May 29 to June 4, announced U.S. Attorney Justin R. Simmons. Charges were brought against human smugglers and illegal aliens with past convictions for numerous DWIs, violent crimes and unlawful carrying of weapons, thefts, sex crimes, and multiple prior removals. These cases were referred or supported by federal law enforcement partners, including ICE, U.S. Border Patrol, the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service, USMS, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, with additional assistance from state and local law enforcement partners. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas comprises 68 counties located in the central and western areas of Texas, encompasses nearly 93,000 square miles and an estimated population of 7.6 million people. The district includes three of the five largest cities in Texas, San Antonio, Austin, and El Paso, and shares 660 miles of common border with the Republic of Mexico. These cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, TCOs, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Indictments and criminal complaints are merely allegations, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law.